Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Elizabeth, Keith, how you guys doing here with Daybreak Rotary? How are you?
We're great.
Awesome.
Wonderful weather. We need it.
A nice break from the heat.
That's right.
Yes. Now, we're talking about how Rotary is a service above self. And Rotary, I got to tell you, you guys been around a good long time.
Yes. And we just wanted to share some things about Daybreak Rotary.
Sure.
A little history about Daybreak Rotary. We actually was created, the club was created by the Bartlesville Noon Club.
Mm.
Which is, that club's over 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were created back in 1992.
Uh-huh.
So we're kind of working on being 30 years, yep. Pretty close to it.
That's really nice.
And so we were created then, and of course, Rotary International is service above self.
It is.
Period. Okay. And so our club... We do a lot. We're involved in a lot of things, and we just wanted to come today and share. Keith is the community chair.
Yeah.
And I am the membership engagement chair.
Mm-hmm.
So we just wanted to share some things, what we're doing, and we do have some events coming up. So
oh, of course.
We wanted to share those. So, and a big thing about Rotary International, period, I mean, mm-hmm. The international organization, has to do with the eradication of polio.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only about two countries that has polio.
Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Yeah. And so Rotary has been a big part of that eradication. And so yesterday... we actually had Putt-Putt for Polio. Our club brought that on, and with the help of the Kiwanis Club, so we partner with other clubs and organizations, we had people coming out, not only Rotarians, families, but also the community came out to help us raise some money for polio.
Great.
Yeah.
Get that thing completely going.
Almost.
Put the eraser to it.
We keep saying we're that close.
We're that close.
Yeah, we're that close. And another thing, just some other things that we do internationally, there is a medical supply network down in Tulsa,
mm-hmm.
That Rotarians go and work. And what that is, obsolete medical equipment is collected, and we sort it out. And it is put into big shipping containers and sent to third world countries. So it's a great organization, great mm-hmm. opportunity for, and we call it work, but when we go down there, it's really fun. I mean, yes, we are working, but it's really, Rotarians like to have fun.
Yeah, I kind of caught on to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of supplies that because of our health codes, we can't use,
yeah.
But third world countries can still get some good use out of.
So. Great, let's keep those things recycled, keep them going.
Some other things we're doing here locally is we have poverty alleviation,
mm-hmm.
and for Agape Mission, Mary Martha's Outreach, Concern, and Salvation Army. And then we also serve at Agape Mission. Is it two Fridays?
We do a Friday every other month.
Okay.
Yeah, and we go down there and serve, prepare food and serve and mm-hmm. so forth.
Yeah, we're giving their staff a little break.
You know, that's one thing I like about you Rotarians. You're not afraid to just jump in and just say, yeah, we're here. We got you.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue because, like, Westside Community Center, even mm-hmm. though it was like, kind of during COVID and so uh-huh. forth, we just jumped in and went and helped to plant trees there. So we do all kinds of service. And then another thing we're doing is the Platinum Cigar Cook-Off. We're having a booth selling drinks there. It's just a fundraiser for our club. We
mm-hmm.
don't do a lot of fundraisers for our club. We have purpose, and we'll share some more things mm-hmm. Along the way. And Keith is our chair for our Interact high school group, so I'm going to let him share some things about our youth.
Well, I tell you what, the young people, they need just about everything they can get these days.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids are very active, you know, in a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But this year has been really awesome. You know, last year with COVID, we weren't able to do a lot in the schools, mm-hmm. so we actually shut down early last year. But this year, we have a new staff sponsor at the high school, mm-hmm. and he has been awesome in helping us to kind of get our foot back in the door and get things back off the ground. We have been running 40 to 50 kids at every meeting that we have. So, and they're kids, they just want to serve.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so we try to find opportunities mm-hmm. and give them options on where they want to serve. So
wow, this is really something else. Now, we also have, like scholarships and everything else like that that we feed into the kids. And these are things that, some might take for granted, but it takes a little hustle. It takes a little elbow grease to get these things together.
Yeah, and most people in the community are familiar with Fantasyland Forest, mm-hmm. Which we have in Johnstone Park every year. And all of the donations that go for that, people may not know, those go for local scholarships. Mm-hmm. And we just last year added a vocational scholarship that we're really, really proud of, so for vocational students. So we offer four scholarships a year now. So.
Okay. Wow.
Another thing that we do with the youth, this is actually a Rotarian contest, is the four-way speech contest. And we partner with the Bartlesville Noon Club. And students locally will compete and write. Their speech has to be in correlation with our four-way tests, mm-hmm. and that's the way we live life. And so they will compete, and I think there's four. Are there four finalists or three finalists?
I believe three.
Three. And then the winner of that will go on to the district contest. Okay. However, this year, because of COVID, the district is not having one at that level. But guess what? Bartlesville, we're having the contest.
Yeah, right.
We were able to do it remotely, and it worked out great. And what this gives the students is the fact of, first off, the experience, right? Mm-hmm. Writing the speech and presenting it, but also they do get a prize, okay? So
good.
I think the winner is something like 100 and the others 50, but they're, they are getting a prize. So, and it's fun to, it's amazing to hear these young people and the topics they come up with. Another thing that Rotary has at the district level is a Rotarian Youth Leadership group, and I believe that's going to be in the spring, and that is a great experience for our youth to go. We usually sponsor at least two juniors to go, so that's great too. And also Rotary International has the Youth Exchange, which we've done before. Mm-hmm. Like we've sent one of our Bartlesville High School students over to France.
It's like a foreign exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
And so we're real proud to be able to do that as well.
Students who are lucky enough to participate with that, I mean, their whole vision of what makes the world go round just expands exponentially with
Absolutely.
That.
Mm-hmm.
It is just something else.
Right. So we have a club, but then we also have the foundation, which is a 501c3 mm-hmm. organization, and we do a lot of projects, and one that's very dear to my heart and also Keith's is Raja's Ray of Hope. And Tom, you know about
that. Oh, yes, I do.
So I'll let Keith tell a little bit about that, and then we do have an event coming up, so I'll tell more about that.
Yeah, and actually I believe it's October 28th. Mm-hmm. Raja and I will be here to talk with you.
Yeah.
That's right. You're on the schedule. I saw that earlier today.
Raja has been very good about traveling to Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. I think we hold a spot in her heart because we've been supporting her organization since like 2008.
For the folks who don't know who Raja is, this is a very, very powerful story.
Well, Raja grew up in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. but before the Taliban days, she actually attended a Catholic school when mm-hmm. she was growing up. When she got older, she moved to the United States, and I think it was Harvard she attended, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And settled in Duxbury, Massachusetts, was a business owner there. But when 9/11 happened, it really impacted Raja. And so she really felt like she needed to do something to help her native country. So she actually first started out doing just things for our military personnel over there, you know, just doing care packages for the military that were in Afghanistan. She started doing a lot for women, helping women to do some sort of a business so that they could sustain themselves, because women and females in general are...
The culture is a lot different.
It's different, yeah. They are not viewed with the value that we view women here in the United States. We'll just leave it at that. And young girls, to a large extent, were not allowed to be educated under the Taliban rule. So after the 9/11 and the U.S. troops moved into Afghanistan, Raja took it upon herself to start a school for girls. And it's in an area called Desoub region. It's about an hour outside of Kabul. And she started the school in 2008, and we've been supporting her from the very beginning. So she's very appreciative of Bartlesville and Rotary in general, because Raja was a Rotarian, still is a Rotarian.
Good.
So that's how we got connected with her. But the school has grown to now, I think it's probably like 800 girls that are enrolled in the school at this point. A couple of years ago, a lot of the girls that were graduating wanted postgraduate opportunities. So she started a sort of like a technical school. The main area of study is midwifery. I'm not sure I say that correctly, but to train midwives because
they don't have hospitals all over the place like we do.
Yeah, and just the death rate among newborns was and mothers was just astronomical. And so these young ladies are being trained to help their local people, and are really having a significant impact on the community.
That's great. Yeah. That is great. Can't wait to meet her in person. I've heard for 2 years about the great works that she's done.
Right.
And to meet her in person with you here in a couple of weeks. Gonna be
so the school has grown so much that it's probably almost finished now. Raja, in her vision, has built an additional building. And it will be mainly for like middle school and high school level.
Got it.
As well as a gym and that sort of thing. So that is our effort right now, is to sponsor one of those classrooms. So that's the reason we're having the event on October 29th at Timber Oaks out here west of town, just on top of the hill there.
Beautiful place.
Yes, and what it is it's going to be a casino night, 6:30 to 9, Western art attire, and it is a fundraiser. So, and just light appetizers and so forth. We did it, this is a really funny story. We did it a couple of years ago before COVID. Raja was here, like she usually comes for our events. Raja never gambled before. She was the big winner of the night.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a fun night, and so we're looking forward to this event being a casino night. And another thing, part of the things that are happening currently over at the school is the kindergarten, the elementary classes or grades have gone back to school. But right now, the Department of Education of the Taliban, the Afghanistan, is waiting until all of the schools in that particular region can have women teachers for all of the girl students, okay, the female students. So that being said, the middle school and high school students have not gone back to school yet.
The good news is the Taliban is allowing the girls.
Yes.
That's a major move.
But they are requiring that it be gender segregated. So
understood.
The girls have to be taught by women.
One thing at a time with the difference in culture, yes.
And amazing, too, Raja's created such, I want to say almost a culture within, you know, such a character of integrity that... All during the real upheaval and whatnot, of course, the school was shut down, but still There was no violence in regards to the buses that bus the teachers and the students in. No violence in the villages in this area around the school. So we feel really blessed to have that happen, because she has really built the integrity of the villagers to protect this school. So it's really great opportunity for us to help give back.
And Tom, this event that we're going to have on October 29th, it is a fundraiser to help fund this new building expansion, which Elizabeth mentioned. So we invite the public to join us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Please come and join us. And I think you could probably, I'm sure you could find information on our Facebook site. It's Bartlesville Daybreak Rotary.
We will direct people there.
Yes.
Believe me, we will. We have a little bit of time left, but you know, it got just a little cooler. So with Fantasyland of Lights just coming, that's going to be here quicker than you think, folks.
And
we touched on this earlier, but this is great.
Yes, and Fantasyland of Lights has just brought so much. People may not realize this is really for the community. I mean, yes, it's for scholarships, but they may not realize the impact we have on the community and the impact the community has on this event. Every
Absolutely.
Night, there's like 41 nights. It always starts on November 20th, always. Mm-hmm. And it always ends on December 30th. That's the last night. So with a total of that many days, every night, the Gingerbread House, mm-hmm. which gives out candy and dog biscuits.
And dog biscuits.
Is nothing but volunteers from the community. It can be families. It can be groups. Organizations, it can be groups from some of our businesses. Last year, one of our big businesses here, they actually had, during that night, they had their Christmas party out there because it was COVID
so nice.
Time.
Yeah.
And so it was such fun. So another thing we do is we give back. The soccer club comes and helps us move what we call move the steel or the displays in and out. The Interact Club helps, but it's such a great time. And during COVID, we started the Fantasyland on foot.
Yes, I love that.
And so it gave everybody the opportunity to walk and see the displays, and it was just so popular. We're bringing it back today, this year. And again, it's the day before Fantasyland of Lights opens, so it's November 19th. 6 to 8 p.m., okay, you can walk around and see all the lights and take your time. Yeah.
I like it.
And we will try to have enough hot chocolate. Last year, it was so popular, so many people came out, that we ran out of hot chocolate like halfway through the night.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah. Well, that is a popular thing. Folks can say, well, you know what? I didn't drive by and miss something.
Yeah.
And plus, you get some nice, cool, crisp air, and it feels good.
Yeah, that's and then, good. Of course, the next night starts the Fantasyland of Lights, and it's amazing the people that come through, and they request, they say, can we go through again? Well, of course you can, you know, you can drive through as many times as you want to, and that's every night, 6 to 10 p.m., so we are really blessed to be able to give that to the community. I want to give a big shout out to the city.
Oh,
and
please
do. How much they help in the prep work and taking down as well. And if you want to volunteer for Fantasyland of Lights or know more about it, there is a separate website, and it's just fantasylandoflights.com. So Fantasyland of Lights, all spelt out. .com. And there you can, it's easy to volunteer, and you can get more information about it.
Real quickly here, we got about a minute or so left. How do we check out all things Daybreak Rotary?
Well, like I say, we have a Facebook site, Bartlesville Daybreak Rotary, or you can go to BartlesvilleDaybreakRotary.com.
All righty, Keith, Elizabeth, thank you very much for being here with Daybreak Rotary.
See you on Friday morning, 7 a.m. at Crossing Second.
Yes, you will. All righty, thanks.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase ahead.